do just a brief comparison between Representative Dwyer's bill and 3470, because I have prepared that as well. As Representative Dwyer pointed out, his bill's got 33 sections. House Bill 3470 has 32 sections. Having been through all of this, it would certainly be my recommendation to the committee that the committee approach it on a section-by-section basis, resolve the issues that are presented in that section or clumps of sections. In actuality, parts of the bill could even be broken off into other bills, and I think that will be the cleanest and the least confusing way to do it, both for committee members and members of the audience who are trying to follow what the committee is doing. So, with that, let me do just a brief summary of 3470 as written, and then we can go from there to the working document. I'm going to start by confusing you. In the Dash 1 amendments, Representative Dwyer started with a new Section 1, which is actually Section 12 of 3470. Section 12 is the definition section of the bill. It has some new definitions. It's going to be recommended we add some, but that's where the bill starts, is really Section 12, which is the new definition section. Section 1 of 3470 changes the requirements for purchase of handguns in a couple of different ways. It has a much more detailed register. There is a 15-day waiting period. All applicants must give their thumbprints in order for a records check to be done.
Council, you're going to have to slow down a bit, frankly, because we
have what you're referring to.
Yes, you all should have been, this is something else, you all should have been provided at the initial hearing a document that was put together by the Speaker's office.
Different than this.
Different than that.
What's it titled?
3470 section summary. Got existing law, new language, doesn't have my little yellow stickies. Actually, Representative, you got it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Shall I continue? Everybody ready? Okay. I'm just gonna go through this and highlight the things that I saw as being significant differences. Section 1 of 3470 is the detailed register for the purchase of handguns, which has a new definition, a 15-day waiting period, use of thumbprints. And the forms will be filled out in triplicate. The other significant change in 3470 Section 1 is that seller offenses become Class C felonies. Section 2 talks about who shall be prohibited or exempted from purchasing firearms. I'm now on page 3, and creates a laundry list of individuals who, under this law, can or cannot purchase firearms. There's been a lot of testimony about the various things that are on that list, particularly if you're on page 3 of that document, F, G, H, I, and J are all going to have to be reworked. There have been questions raised in both this section and a subsequent section regarding the transfer of guns or firearms from parents to children, and that's something that the committee is going to have to look at. Section 3 revises current law regarding convicted felons from owning and possessing firearms of any kind. Section 4 creates a reporting requirement for all mental health care professionals, I'm now on page 5, who, in their opinion, should not purchase or possess firearms because of their mental condition. Section 5 adds into the current reporting stat or current crime information data bank misdemeanors of violence, which the committee is going to have to define and include in if the committee so chooses. Section 6 is deleted, and Section 7 and 8 were created instead, which talks or establishes concealed handgun licensing requirements. The laundry list that's contained there, I guess I shouldn't call it a laundry list. The list that's contained in Section 7 is basically the same list that was used in Section 2, with the only significant differences being the age difference. It's 18 in the purchase of a handgun. It's 21 for a concealed weapons permit. And the other difference on this list is a demonstrated competence with a handgun. In order to get a concealed weapons permit, you need to be fingerprinted and photographed, and there is a significant increase from current statute in the fees that will go along with this. Within Section 7, there is discretion for the sheriff to deny a license if the person does not appear to be qualified. The current bill talks about in the sheriff's judgment, and there's been some testimony about the use of that word. And so the committee will have to revisit that issue. Section 8 gives the sheriff 45 days within which to either issue the permit or deny the permit. I'm now on page 8.
The concealed handgun permit.
I use the word permit. Actually, the word in the statute is license. Under the new bill, 3470, licenses, concealed handguns licenses are valid for 2 years. Under current statute, it is one, if I'm not, I think. Currently, there is no waiting period at all. Section 9 establishes procedures for renewal and revocation of a concealed handgun license. Section 10 sets up a procedure. Attempts to set up a procedure whereby if someone is even denied the ability to purchase a handgun or is denied a license, they can petition the court for relief. This is a section that's going to need a lot of attention from the committee. We got a lot of testimony from the State Court Administrator's Office that they want more process and better definition.
Yeah.
We got a lot of testimony on their side that they don't want lawyers involved. How you bring those two together is going to be a challenge,
Council,
but there's an issue there.
Are there any standards right now written in 3470 in terms of for the reviewing court?
No.
Just
all it says is petition.
Kick the whole thing into the court.
Basically, what it says, Representative Clark, is petition for redress. That's about all it says. Section 11 incorporates denial of handgun licenses into that same ability to petition the court. Section 12 is the definition section, which the committee will be moving to Section 1. That's the definition section. Section 13 talks about unlawful possession of a machine gun and other firearms. There's also a more additional language in here about transfers of firearms between parents and children. There's been a lot of confusion about what is and is not permitted under 3470. And that is an issue that the committee is going to have to address. 13A is a new section that was created for the illegal possession of certain types of firearms from the rest of the firearms not included in Section 13. Sections 14 through 17, and I'm now on page 11, eliminates local licensing of gun dealers and requires the conditions for the sale of firearms to be applicable to every person. And there's some changes made there. Section 18 is an interesting section. Section 18 is
Council,
basically... Yes.
Can you race back through 14 through 17 again?
Sure. Representative Clark, it's a lot of conformance language and small changes. New crime of unlawfully attempting to purchase a firearm. There's some changing of the current statute about serial numbers. The big change has to do with local government jurisdiction and the use of the word may till shall that Representative Dwyer was referring to. If you see under the section why changes were made,
right.
You will see jurisdictions read that as optional because of the word of the may. So it's primarily the issue of preemption.
How is this approach in 3470 as presented different from Representative Dwyer's approach, which was a straight preemption?
It's more direct, actually.
Okay.
There's not a significant difference.
Same idea.
Correct.
Okay.
Section 18 is one that the committee is going to need to also spend some time on. Section 18 creates an enhancement statute, which basically says if you use or possess a gun or firearm that in either a crime of violence or a drug crime, certain amounts of time will be added on to your current sentence. 3470 does not repeal our minimum gun sentencing laws. So we basically have two ways of sentencing persons who use guns in different ways between Section 18 and current statute. And so we'll need to go back to that, but I'm just flagging that for the committee's consideration at this point.
Can you, at some appropriate time, can you bring us up to speed on minimum gun sentencing laws and
Yes. Where
we are on those right now?
Yes. When we get to Section 18, Representative Clark.
If we ever get to Section 18.
When we're done with Sections 1 to 17 and we get to 18, I'd be happy to. And then we'll throw in sentencing guidelines and I'll really confuse them.
But that's now mandatory sentencing.
I haven't read the damn bill.
We are now referring to it as mandatory sentencing.
Understood.
Moving right along. Sections 19 to 23 of the bill are conformance sections, and you'll see a lot of that in Representative Dwyer's bill. Section 24 amends the current statute to deal with the issue of identification numbers on firearms. You'll see that there's an explanation in here about some interchangeable parts and that sort of stuff. It seems like, based on the testimony that was received by the committee, that this issue has not yet been resolved because it is possible, I think, to modify serial numbers, identification numbers, other sorts of things in appropriate situations. And so I think that there's still an issue there. Sections 25 to 28 are conformance. Section 29 is the study that is included in here, and a report back to the legislature. Section 30 mandates the sheriff to provide the following information to the state police regarding concealed handgun licenses. That information is also to be presented to the next legislature. And Section 31 is the appropriations section.
Alrighty.
Now, why don't I just real briefly walk you through Representative Dwyer's bill and highlight those changes, because it actually follows and I think is not inconsistent. When you hear things three times, it starts to stick in. So, page 1 of Representative Dwyer's amendments, the -1 amendments, the assault weapons definition is the same. I mean, it's new. The other definitions that are in bold print are all issues that we're going to be dealing with that it's currently in 3470. Page 3 of the -1 amendments significantly modifies the purchaser requirements. There are 5 days in here as opposed to the 15 days. There are no thumbprints. Ironically, you'll see on line 20, there's some new language in there about or to a police officer is defined in ORS 181-610. That was one of the proposed amendments to 3470 that hasn't made it into 3470 but showed up in the -1 amendments. The other bold print is all current law. It's all part of 3470, I should say. Page 5 of the -1 amendments, starting with line 18, it's currently in 3470 calls it documentation of identification and includes a birth certificate and some other stuff. He has taken the same concept but set forth other kinds of identification to handle that. Page 8 of his bill, section 3, is the registration or the purchase requirements of an assault weapon. which basically parallel what's currently required by 3470. So there are, within Section 3 of his bill, having to do with assault weapons, the 15 days, the fingerprints, the mailing requirements, the requirement that the Department of Police not maintain a registry. You'll see that on page 9, starting on line 13 of his bill. That is currently included in 3470, and he has included it only in the assault weapons section.
Counsel?
Yes.
Is that consistent, then, with the way Representative Dwyer has treated the whole operative Section 3, simply limited it in application to assault weapons, whereas 3470 treats all firearms?
Based on my cursory reading, I would say yes.
Okay. Counsel, did you say that fingerprint was out?
Out of the Dwyer bill.
Out of the Dwyer bill, and out of this section of the Dwyer bill, too?
No. There's a fingerprint requirement in the assault weapons section only.
Of the Dwyer bill.
So if you look at Section 3 of the -1 amendments, the Dwyer bill, if you applied it to all weapons or all firearms, is basically what 3470
right.
reads like.
Okay.
Is this helpful? I mean,
it's
shall
very
I continue?
Helpful. It's very helpful.
Okay. Also, in his bill, the 3470, as printed, has duplicate forms. The only place you see duplicate forms is for the assault weapons, for obvious reasons. Section 4, page 16 of the Dwyer bill, is Section 2 of the current bill. He has made some changes in the, I want to keep calling it laundry list. If someone's got a better way to define it, I'd be happy to come up with it. I'd be happy to use it. He talks about fugitives from justice as opposed to outstanding warrants. I don't know if there's a reason for that. He also changed the language in F, G, H, and I, and J in terms of issues of mental illness, issues of drugs and alcohol, and basically modified the list somewhat. If you look on page 17, of the -1 amendments, F and G, as he has written them, are modified versions of what's in 3470. H, I, and J of his list are new.
You know the reason for, well, never mind. I think I know the reason for H, I, and J.
Okay. He also, by the way, you'll see on lines 10 through 14, that the language that's in here is the same language that's in 3470 regarding transfers of guns from parents to children. He didn't change it, and so if it's confused, it will remain confusing. Okay, page 18 of the -1 amendments, when they're dealing with felons and prohibitions against purchasing weapons, you will notice beginning on line 8 and going through line 13 that there was some language deleted in there about possession, provided that the offense was for possession of marijuana. It was recommended to this committee that that language be deleted. His amendments take care of that. It's like deja vu, things that we talked about all of a sudden show up in this bill. Okay. Then the next significant change between his amendments, the -1 amendments, and the current bill is that in 3470, Section 4, which is in the mental health reporting section, has been deleted in its entirety. And if you're following the bills, it would be at this point before Section 6 on page 18 of his bill.
Counsel, can you spell that out a little more specifically? What
Section 4 in 3470 requires mental health. Depending upon, I mean, the concept is if a mental health provider feels that they have a patient or client who should not possess a firearm at that time because they are dangerous to themselves or others, then they need to report it to the mental health division. And there's been a lot of discussion about that section and what it should look like and whether it should be there. Representative Dwyer just deleted it.
Okay.
He also, I would note, however, and this is something that the committee has been recommended to the committee as well, if you look on page 17, line 1, he has taken an approach which was recommended to the committee, which talks about being basically found by a court to be mentally defective, those aren't the terms,
right,
or committed to a mental institution. So he has adopted in his bill a approach
shorthand
that is in actuality going to be presented to the committee as an option.
Okay.
Section 6 is currently in 3470 and adds in misdemeanors of violence. He did not define it. It's going to be up to the committee to choose to define it and how to define it. Beginning with Section 8, that is the concealed handgun license section. It has been revised somewhat. The first two sentences of Section 8, lines 8, 9, and 10, vary significantly in that his bill says, upon proof before the sheriff that the person is of good moral character, is new language in the Dash 1 amendments.
Where is that?
Lines 9 and 10.
Page
19. Basically, 3470 says the sheriff shall comply with the procedures he has added in upon proof that the person is of good moral character. Then the laundry list, again, that is in here is the same laundry list that's in the other parts of the bill. He retained the age differentiation, the 18 and the 21-year-old.
I notice also, counsel, he doesn't, there's no requirement in the Dwyer bill of a competency test. The safety.
Oh.
At least I don't find it.
You are correct. There's a requirement in 3470 and in current law that you that you demonstrate some sort of competency.
Is that in current? I don't think that's in current
law. I thought it was. Okay.
I don't think it is either. That's
all right. It is in 3470. It's not in here.
Alrighty.
Page 21, lines 27, 28, and 29 present different application fees than are in 3470. And subsection 6, starting on page 22, page 22, lines 2 through 5 are also new language. I mean, besides the fact that the section has been somewhat rewritten, that is a new section. He maintained the 45 days.
45 days for what, though?
For a sheriff to issue a license or deny a license.
Okay.
He also, I think this is new language, the sheriff may elect an alternative means of delivery reasonably calculated to accomplish delivery. Lines 9 and 10 on 22 are also new in this bill. He also, however, did retain, and part of the reason I'm framing it in this way is that these are issues that were raised to the committee as things that the committee may want to revisit, and so these are things that we will be revisiting that he chose to keep in his bill. He retained the 45 days, and he also retained the two-year period of time for which the license is valid. Section 11 in his bill, Section 11 and 12 of his bill, is the court petitioning process. He adopted it completely out of 3470 without any changes, and so that's something the committee will need to go back to. I think that the rest of it reads like 3470 until you get to page 36, section 30, the issue of preemption or lack of preemption. Basically, it makes a clear-cut statement that no city, county, or other political subdivision may prohibit or regulate the ownership of firearms in the state. And then His section 31 is the revised study. He retained the study, but revised both its the content of the study or what it, and what would be reported back.
Very good. Thank you, counsel.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, let's, Excellent. Let me just, let me go one step further.
Take that one more step for us. And we'll...
You will find something entitled 3470 working document dated today. I will attempt, as the committee continues to work, to redate this as it is current to the committee so we know which documents we're dealing with. And what I have, what you will find in this document is three things. A couple of sentence summary of the section, a list of proposed amendments that have been culled from a variety of places, which is not to indicate that they're, unless they have been specifically endorsed by somebody, they just came from a variety of places. Not all of the recommendations made through public testimony or through written testimony are in here, but most of them are either in terms of the specific language or the other thing that you'll find, for example, if you look on page 3 of the working document, what I've done on some of these sections is highlight policy considerations that have been raised as issues as opposed to dealing with specific language or specific amendments. For example, on page 3, you'll note number 1 says the register or record of sale. Number 2 is the 15-day waiting period. 3 is the fingerprints. What I, in certain places where actual language was presented and I thought it would be beneficial to the committee's deliberations, I put it in here. In those situations where it was a generic issue, for example, fingerprints, it is listed as a policy issue for the committee's consideration. And this document goes section by section with both a list of the policy issues and then the more technical amendments. So not all of them are necessarily technical, but amendments that had words and amendments that were conceptual. So that brings us...
Takes us up to it.
We
kind of reach a fork in the road. Given Representative Dwyer's amendments, do we want to pursue the current bill? And if the language in the current bill we find at some point to be troublesome or destructive of the current bill, take another look at Representative Dwyer's bill, or do we at this time want to adopt Representative Dwyer's bill as the bill and work?
Kind of difficult because I know Representative Dwyer's done a lot of work on this, and I think it's got some good points in it. I'm just more familiar with 3470 and as it was written, and regardless of what changes we want to make in it, I'm just more familiar with it to do the mechanical work on it. So I would tend to work from the printed document rather than dash one, just from the mechanical standpoint. But that's just my opinion.
It's my intent, at least, to go through each and every proposed amendment and evaluate it. Certainly work from the printed document and satisfy. Brought us some excellent language, particularly with respect to preemption. That I'd expressed to counsel. And we weren't sure exactly how we were going to handle that. Mr. Miller, any questions?
Well, I guess you can just reverse what Representative Bryan said. I'm more comfortable working with Representative Wires.
Representative Clark.
I think the sense I get from the committee is it doesn't make a lot of difference at this point. We'll pursue it. If we run into any difficulties, we may structure the bill such that it's beyond. I think that council's put together some on the working document proposals for amendments that are in order with the present 3470 language, so we probably ought to pursue that language, and then if we run into any
Chairman? Yeah, that's what all I'm saying is that everything we've done has been oriented towards those sections. A lot of the testimony and submissions we've received from the public have referenced specific sections and so forth, and it would be easier to track those back if we work from the base document.
Okay, Council, why don't you take us through the first proposed amendment that we have on the document for House Bill 3470, and we'll add on it.
Okay. It has been suggested, and Representative Dwyer ended up doing the same thing, of moving, as I said earlier, the definition section up front. The committee, if they want to open the bill, should be looking at Section 12. There was a term added to the current criminal code that talks about misdemeanors involving violence. The purpose of, or the reason that term was adopted, was that if a person had been convicted of a misdemeanor involving violence within a period of time 4 years preceding the purchase of a firearm or the application of a concealed weapons license, that they would be ineligible. However, 3470 did not define 3470 did